Good evening and welcome to the Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech. My name is Chris and this show is called Nowhere to Run. You can go to nowheretorun.podomatic.com or conspiracyclothes.com/nowheretorun. And you can also get the show on iTunes, various podcast sites, and revelationsradionetwork.com. I want to apologize first for the poor sound quality. In testing this situation, it's sounding really, really bad. I don't even know if people are going to be able to stand listening to this episode, but I will encourage you to try to stick through it if you can. I'm having severe computer issues, and that's why I haven't had a show out since the last one, it's also why I probably won't have one here in the next few weeks, if I can get to a computer like this one where I can do the show. But I just want to go ahead and get a few things that I feel like I should talked about. So I'll do that real quick, and then I want to read something that I think is of the utmost importance. But first of all, I want to thank everybody for what they're doing to fight this deception, these two-bit lies about a number of things that our supposed truth movement has been selling us for too long. And I got an email this week concerning somebody else, another radio host that I personally don't know, but somebody had emailed him and he wrote back to them and said a few things I thought was pertinent. He was talking about this whole situation, about how it was starting to change and people were starting to figure out that these lies are just that they're kind of just really two-bit lies that are easily disproved. And he was talking about this Christ Mithra story, how Jesus was Osiris and Dionysus and Mithras and Krishna and Quetzalcoatl and all of the other dying and rising gods. And then he says, what I have found through my research is that it is time for the tables to turn and time for the New Age believers and secular scholars to feel uncomfortable. And he goes on to, you know, list about how just easily disproved the lie is, but how they've been telling us for so long that it's true, that and people just simply haven't been looking it up. And then he goes on to say something else I'd like. He says, the time has come for the truth to be made clear and for mankind to choose their Messiah. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of different religious views that listen to the show, but I will say this, regardless of anything, something seems to be happening where a change is happening. I feel like, in my personal feeling, that it's like a calm before the storm. I feel like there's going to be this revealing and exposing of these liars on a massive scale, and I ask that you continue to pray for that. But I think that it's going to be just revealed, and the liars are going to be exposed just for a little bit before it gets really weird. And the before it gets really weird part is what I want to talk about today. I think that I need to say something about a few things in regards to aliens and UFOs that are rare. It's a view that I don't hear many people taking, but I think that it's closer than most of the views that I've ever heard in regards to the phenomena. So I want to talk about that. First, I want to just lay out a general idea from my research and the things that we've looked at here, the people we've talked to, and just the different things that I can determine of what UFOs may be. And I want to point out a few very obvious things that we need to consider when determining what's going on here. First, obviously, a big thing that happened this week, or actually it was earlier, maybe 2 weeks ago, was the UFO sighting in, I forget the name of the town now, you know what I'm talking about, in Texas. I know what town it was because I looked at it and found it on a map and everything. Because one of the things that struck me right when it happened, I was like, in Texas, that's weird. I bet it's on the 33rd parallel. Because it seems like all this stuff always happens on the 33rd parallel. You got the Phoenix Lights and the Roswell incident and Houston and now this thing. I was just, even before I looked at it, I was like, bet you anything it's on the 33rd parallel. And I don't really know what that means. I know that another anomaly about the 33rd parallel is that there is a lot of death on the 33rd parallel. That is where most of the United States death row prisons are, where they actually do a lot of the killing of prisoners, is on the 33rd parallel throughout the country. And in addition, that's where major points of death have happened. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, these two just cities seemingly picked at random to drop bombs on. But if you look on a map, you'll find, and a globe especially, you'll see that that's what Hiroshima and Nagasaki have in common, is the 33rd parallel. Now, it's always associated with death, and even in the New World Order numerology and all that stuff. I just wanted to point that out. I want somebody, like most of the things we do here, somebody to check that out, see what kind of things that you can come up with there. But I want to say that from my understanding of what they're doing, they sacrifice people to geographically located gods. I don't know if there are these ancient demon gods located on the 33rd parallel, or they can just receive it through some sort of open doorway that is, you know, I don't quite understand how that's happening, but I think that there's association with the sacrificing of people dying and it being on that geographical location. I think that's what the order of death and everything has to do with, some sort of sacrificial thing. Now, how this ties into aliens, not quite sure, except for a few different things. Obviously, if you go and look it up and you see the work that people like Joe Jordan have done, you can go to the website, conspiracyclosed.com/nowheretorun. I link to Joe Jordan's website and Jim Wilhelmsen and other people that have are the only people on record that are able to stop alien abductions. And keep in mind, alien abductions are real, and people are seeking help from them because it's torture to them. I mean, it's absolute torture. It's been going on, in some cases, just for a long time, some cases not. But there's really interesting things that need to be noted with the whole situation that I'm going to just try to quickly point out so we have some sort of idea of what at least my position is before I read something that I think is really important. Obviously, the only way that, and this is reported by MUFON, this is reported by other people that are, quote, you know, the best UFO investigators, and if you look at Joe Jordan, you can go to listen to that interview that we did with him, you'll see that MUFON knew good and well that the name of Jesus Christ and invoking the authority of Christ was literally stopping abductions at that time. They would get shocked, and it would end. That would happen every time. It would even happen in the events where they were just in the room about to abduct. It would stop it every time. It wouldn't always. Now the person wouldn't have to be a Christian or anything at that point. But it wouldn't, if it was a repeated abduction scenario, it wouldn't end the repeated abductions. It would always end the single abduction experience. But they would come back unless those doorways, which were closed. And if you go through the Alien Abduction Crisis Centers of America website and read all the testimonies that are there, just pages and pages and pages of people's testimonies. I encourage you as a research tool to do that, because there's so much nuances of what is going on with the phenomena that you can attain through that reading. I think it's a rare glimpse into something interesting there. But my point is that when I did that research and got all that in my head, there was still a big problem, that there was this weird thing, connection to military, physical military and physical mind control, as well as spiritual instances. These things had to be, at some level, physical or not, they are bound to the authority of Jesus Christ. Not Buddha, not Krishna, not Vrishna, not Quetzalcoatl, but Jesus Christ would scare the living daylights out of these beings, and they would have to stop. So they were at least subject to that authority, yet they have these weird connections to, if you go through and read a lot, you find it in different places, but they're also physical. I think in some cases they are part of a mind control technique and part of the explaining away of different mind control military things to different people. And so, because it's also that, and it's also real, and it's also spiritual, has really made it almost impossible to find out exactly what it is. There's reports of these things, greys, actually being at rituals, satanic rituals. There's reports of a lot of things like that. A lot of people in the Nephilim community, when they start to realize what's going on, what actually it says in the Bible, really think that because of the prophecies in Daniel, when it says that in the last empire, the final empire, will try to mix its seed with the seed of man, but it won't cleave together, even as iron doesn't mix with clay. So they usually point to the fact that maybe there's some kind of genetic manipulation going on that has manipulated the genes of current humans to spiritual entities in the same way that they did back in the day. The critique I usually associate, if I take this view, is that back in the day, in Genesis 6, they literally disrobed from their spiritual bodies and came down here and had physical sex with the women and produced the offspring. One possibility that the reason that they're doing it now differently in this new way is because our DNA is less. I think I've seen studies and so on saying that over time our DNA is breaking down, becoming less and less whatever, I guess the term I'm looking for is pure. I absolutely have no documents to back that up. But I'm just saying one possibility of why they would be doing it and having apparently a little bit of trouble with it is a possibility. So these greys may actually be literal genetic mixtures, as they were in Genesis 6, of half spiritual, half humanoid. And I think that goes in with a lot of the abduction experiences, being obsessed with the reproductive organs and so on. I'm not really sure if I go with that a lot. Because I'm okay with that, but I definitely think that there's something weirder going on here. What I'm going to read to you here in a second is going to kind of verify a little bit of what I'm saying and also go a different route. But I do think that that mind control and military and spiritual all play exactly together here. If you go and you look, and we've done shows about this before, of the connections between, like, what the military, that you can prove that the certain organizations that were all, like the military being so focused on a few different things, the same people that were worried about aliens and the military and doing studies about that and you know, that kind of thing, were also doing the mind control stuff, that were also doing the extremely low frequency stuff. And I think that it's pretty clear to anybody that's had enough study in all this stuff that at top levels of the military, they are, at least some parts of it, are satanically motivated, have satanic rituals, and that's why a lot of what you see when, you know, people first get into the whole conspiracy business, a lot of their introduction to it is symbolism stuff, not realizing that, you know, it's satanic symbolism. I know that isn't popular, but I mean, even the secular people that study the quote Illuminati really do come eventually to the point where they have to say, okay, well, yeah, they're Satanist, they're Luciferian, they worship the devil, quote unquote. But if they're really trying to make this sound good, they'll give you another definition of Luciferian or Satanism, and say, because this definition of some recent guy like Antoine LaVey or something changed the definition, makes it any more or less Satanism, when, you know, Satanism is probably one of the oldest things around. I mean, in the Bible, they were passing their firstborns to Moloch, as they said, through the fire for a long time. Now, you know, granted, a lot of people worship certain geographical demon gods, and they may owe their debt of blood to gods that aren't technically the devil, but I'll assure you that these people in high levels are being targeted by them as well, and that their motivators are oftentimes fear of these that are passing down to the agenda to them at these rituals. They're deathly afraid, and just imagine if you had if you had just an awful evil entity that was threatening you at rituals, but, you know, at the same time, giving them what they wanted. I mean, these people in the heads of all these different things do have payoffs. They are the heads of these. They have power. They have money. They got part of their deal, you know. It's not like they're getting nothing out of it. And I think that there's a misnomer that these people worship it for no good reason. Anyway, kind of getting off the subject there. Obviously, I'll try to get back on with this train of thought. I think that it is more than obvious that every time, if you just follow the money on this and the whole alien thing, that you can see that every time the Rockefellers funded an alien thing, which they did often with Lawrence Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Foundation, every time that they put money into a UFO-type situation, the study or the data that came out of that funding was always saying about how wonderful aliens are, and they're just the greatest things, and they're our space brothers, and they're going to help us with the environment and help us with a one-world government, and they're going to really, and they're going to make Christians be wrong, and we're going to get to openly persecute Christians. So every time the Rockefellers put into money into a UFO-related situation, which they have from the very beginning, considering the War of the Worlds, before the War of the Worlds broadcast, aliens were robots from, you know, Pluto. And after the War of the Worlds, we started really focusing on what they were, and that's when, you know, Rockefeller funded organization that all the way down through the line, we got told, and this is going to go into that a little bit in what I'm saying, but, or going to read, but I just want you to be aware that what we perceive as aliens right now, and what we perceive will happen in the event of an alien event, has been provided for us by the Illuminati, period. And that there is an agenda there, and there isn't any other way to look at that because of the money, just money following on its face. Again, let me just try to wrap up and say, I don't really know what exactly the aliens are, but I will say this: they are not just one thing, and whatever they are, they have connections to our current government. One of the things that a big UFO conspiracy theory is that the aliens have made a deal with the government for technology, etc., etc. You know, I'm oftentimes wanting to just go ahead and say that that's probably happened, and it doesn't really matter if they told them that they were aliens or that they let them in on who they really were. And I don't think that they're always these hybrids. I think that there's other entities that they're in contact with, and you can. I'm just gonna have to read this because this explains a lot of what I'm trying to say, and it does it without rambling and the rest of it. I got this again. This is another gem from the Illusions Forum. I was talking about something with somebody, and the guy who posted it was Dave of Numbness, and I knew about this author before, William Dean Ross. I've actually played a clip of him on, is it Frank Whalen's show, who interviewed him. He was the author of Brotherhood of the Bell, somebody that I really, really respect, and we see eye to eye in a lot of stuff, and I love what he is saying here, so I'm just going to read it word for word. I think it's of the utmost importance. This is by William Dean Ross. The name of the article is Brave New World 666 and Orwellian 1984. In the United States government's Black Sciences Compartment and Black Operations, there are two major divisions. The electronic ELF mind control and holographic imaging, known as Project Bluebeam, mind control radio waves are transmitted from man-made saucers to targeted individual or group. The so-called UFO has light ray bending capabilities to appear invisible or masked in a cloud. These hovercraft were developed by Forward Non-Reverse Engineering over 50 years ago. Much of the hype about the crash at Roswell and the alien autopsy was fabricated because of the Cold War, ELF, mind control, man-made flying saucers, cloning, the atomic bomb, and the Philadelphia and Montauk experiments, what World War II was really all about. Let me stop there. I know that first paragraph makes it sound like he's just going to relegate all the UFO stuff to just to man-made technology and the rest of it. But stay with him here, because I know that's almost a misleading opening paragraph. And so, the Earth Energy and Spirit Manipulating Group. This group uses, and this is the second part of the Black Sciences or Black Operations divisions. He says, the Earth Energy and Spirit Manipulating Group. This group uses a mixed bag of tricks combining occultism, black witchcraft, and ELF radio wave enhancement. Groups making spirit or UFO contact come under the title Falling Star, which symbolizes the effort to bring Lucifer to Earth in a physical and alien invasion of Earth by an entire demonic realm and establishing a new high-tech Babylonian world empire. They are integrating these methods with HARP, Gwen, DARPA, the Digital Angel Chip, and artificial intelligence with 6 UN world regional supercomputers. Hoodwinking. Sometimes corporate and college groups are totally misled on what their federal grant projects are really about. In the field, hidden intelligence teams monitor, document, manipulate, and manage the naive human test rats. Many so-called investigative and recuperation organizations, like Human Potential Foundation, are set up to accumulate data from the targeted victims. In many cases, the so-called conferred organizations, organizational workers, and mind control or cult victims are unknowingly doing intelligence retrieval for the CIA or NSA. Intelligence has also created many so-called help sites on the computer internet. These websites may present themselves as a place for mind control victims to get therapy from the group. In reality, there are damage and control websites to see how much you have remembered or figured out. If you know too much, your life or career may be in danger, even if the project or cult group you were in happened 30 years ago. They will try to reprogram you, or they will try to send some helper to meet you in some place outside your protection zone. The helper may have a piece of the puzzle if you are looking for a closure, and he or she may be sincere on helping you, but their altered personality through hypnosis or programming may mislead you. He or she could be a Manchurian candidate unknowingly programmed to set you up for a crime being committed nearby so you can be convicted of your story and silenced forever. If you've been following the show, you'll pretty much agree with that, and I'm sure you'll agree with the other bit. I know that a lot of these help sites, I was just noticing that. I was in Toledo the other day, and I was looking in their newspaper, and I saw something in the help wanted ads talking about, do you have abuse memories, do you have dreams, do you have... It was saying this stuff, and I just, my just sense was going off that this was like to round up people that had MPDSRA to, it was like a trap, you know? It was like, come here, if you have these specific symptoms that is, you know, of SRA, MPD, then we'll help you out, but just come to us for free medication and free counseling. It was like, wait a damn minute. Maybe they were good, I don't know. But anyway, it says, my wife and I were constantly wrecking vehicles in 1995 through 98. Stupid things, like at a curve, just keep going straight, then off the road and over the hill. Finally, twice I noticed a white van falling behind prior to us going into this trance state. At other times, the ELF transmission teams were parked nearby, throwing us into psychosis or neurosis. I know what that sounds like, but, you know, when you start to get into this a little bit, ELF waves are a very interesting field of study, and especially when you see what they have already done with it, what's on public record with what they're doing with it, and the fact that it's everywhere now with the cell phone grid. Continuing. We have awakened in the middle of the night dozens of times, hearing an extremely high-pitched beeping sound. The best doctors in the state have not been able to figure out what caused my wife to suddenly go deaf in one ear. We went to a variety of top specialists around and are still left with no explanation. Read the Kundalini Tales by Richard Souder, 1998. And that the last half of the book has actual U.S. State Patent Office electronic mind control patents of the small portable transmitter-type devices. It has the inventors, schematics, and all of the written data about these devices and the official U.S. patent numbers in drawings in the book. On the target area of the person's head is just above the ear. So some people are going crazy, like at school shootings, because either a corporation, cult, individual, or government is bombarding them with mind control radio frequencies. Many magazines now offer small devices that use radio transmissions to to run off pests, insects, and to train dogs. This is not fiction or magic, it is for real. In this case, the result is always new legislation to be passed to eliminate our rights to own guns in the U.S. You know, he definitely is kind of right there. He's saying that a lot of the people that are shooting up schools are just being triggered by radio frequencies or something. That may be a way to trigger a multiple, but that's not the reason that they're doing it. They have specific programs, and oftentimes that program will be demonized, but it's not just the fact. So when I was reading through this in the beginning, this is what I disagreed with him here, but again, it's not something it's not his forte either, so he is basically right if they do trigger people that way. And I know through Robert Duncan O'Finian, has been triggered through tones in his phone, which is not the same thing, but there's a lot of different schools of thought there. Anyway, continuing. I myself was on such a project funded by a federal grant. I was told one thing, and as the program went along, I found out that it was really about something else. The same can be said of UFO researchers and authors Bob Teets and Dick Farley that worked on the Human Potential Foundation. They interviewed hundreds of abductees and contactees, some for real and some just delusional. They came up with complex synthesis of UFO classification and developed a psychological aid for victims called spirit releasement therapy. They prepared many essays and published a few books. The Human Potential Foundation was supposed to be funded by Lawrence Rockefeller and or European royalty Prince Hans Adams of Liechtenstein. As everything else on the UFO conspiracy circuit, rumors had it the Human Potential Foundation was financed and managed by the CIA via Senator Claiborne Pell and indirect federal grants. In 1995, the Human Potential Foundation was at P.O. Box 6, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040, P.O. Box 6, fax 703-534-8566, phone 703-534-8569. It had a publication called The Phoenix in the Labyrinth, and for $14.95, its members ranged from Harvard's Ph.D. John Mack and Zachariah Sitchin, ding, 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 to Ruth Montgomery. It was classified as a non-for-profit organization in which its financial records should be open to the public. I made several attempts by phone and mail to and from the IRS to find out who financed the organization. So did another very reputable person. We were denied on a variety of grounds, usually in the form of an emergency excuse like the computer system is down. Cloud Rider, quote unquote, Dick Farley's ex-coworker Bob Teets has interviewed me several times. One in person back in 1994 and 95. My story helped Teets with his UFO book, UFOs and Mental Health. My opinion and Teets are very similar. He needed ideas, concepts, and leads, and I gave it to him. The lights came on, and all of the interviews he did came together for the book. Farley added a lot to it, hard copy also. In my opinion, the book is one of the best in the top five as far as describing the etheric type UFO. But at least the advertising is almost unknown. But the least in advertising, and it is almost unknown. The book can be obtained from Headline Books, P.O. Box 52, Terre Alta, West Virginia. And so on. There seems to be a negative tinge to the UFO phenomena. Thus, Teets and Farley not only sought out to get the truth of the matter, they experimented with possible methods of victim recuperation. Their efforts, like mine, were positive and humanitarian in nature. A lot of work for the little pay. But they, like myself, felt our efforts were being possibly monitored and managed at times by spooks from the intelligence community within the projects that we worked on. To this day, we seem to still be crossing each other's paths, trying to solve the mysteries of this phenomenon and the hidden objectives of the military corporate intelligence cult complex that is closely associated with it. The headline, "Don't talk unless you are politically correct." In the spring of 2000, according to neighbors out here in farm country, black helicopters were dropping off and picking up men on the mountain behind me. These soldiers were camouflaged and armed. It appeared some were carrying cameras or other equipment. Daily, the horses at the stall acted up over something crawling around in the 4-foot-tall hay in the field. My dogs pointed out man or men with guns every day for a month. All May. Sometimes they laid down there so long the vultures came down dive-bombing them because they thought they were dead. This extremely low frequency and MC harassment in the surveillance has been going on now for me at least 6 years. This happened after I challenged some of the top New World Order think tank personalities that hang out in the internet websites connected to mind control. Be careful at those web locations. Lying con artists trained in mind seduction await the weak and weary. A strange marriage. The Human Potential Foundation president was C.B. Scott Jones, an ex-naval intelligence officer that associated with characters like CIA's godfather of mind control, Hal Puthoff. The Department of Defense's doctor of death, Colonel John Alexander of the so-called non-lethal microwave weapons program, and Hal Puthoff worked on ELF mind control technology. On the other hand, Dr. Steve Greer and Dr. Steve Bissett of the UFO C-SETI programs used psychics and mental techniques to call in the extraterrestrials. Note that I was on one of the C-SETI Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence projects called Falling Star. In the UFO seminars and conference circles, Alexander and Jones were known as Penguin and Falcon. Jones had another handle, and Falcon was another person, according to some people. But in this case, Falcon, whichever one it really was, has taught the world the profile of the aliens on various television shows. Once this mysterious Falcon, with his face masked, shifted the belief of the masses in a single night. On October 14, 1998, the William Moore TV program, UFO Cover-Up, Live, with an international cast of abductees and contactees, was presented to a worldwide audience. The show, hosted by Mike Farrell of MASH TV series, aired Falcon with his face and voice scrambled to disguise him. According to a couple of California newspapers that checked his credentials, Falcon was an U.S. intelligence agent. That night, alien descriptions went from robots and huge man-eating monsters to cute little creatures that were vegetarians, loved strawberry ice cream, Tibetan music, and were very concerned about the environment, international nuclear disarmament, and individual disarmament for peace. From my personal experience with E.T., he is anything but the above, and more like a Trojan horse lobbying for totalitarianism under the guise of an angel in steel-flying ships. If E.T. was going to help us, he would have done it a long time ago. I assure you this is a con game for the New World Order religion buffs. Recently, Dr. Greer met at the Vatican with the Black Pope's PR team and discussed the possibility of worldwide television UFO landing in the presence of UN officials and leaders of the world's religions. In November of 1989, Hollywood's Millimeter magazine for TV and movie producers listed the leading contributor to the show's as the CIA, need I say more, mask mind control at its best. Read Electronic Colonialism by Tom McPhail, the TV news media's guide for mass brainwashing of the public's mindset. Is it any wonder we are instructed to trash our Constitution for some new script Hollywood dreamed up by the ultra-liberals are pushing? Total Recall. Recently, I had, after 25 years, recall of Scott Jones, or an absolute look-alike, when I was in the Navy during the Vietnam War era. I asked other veterans to try to recall a process, and they remembered being pulled from their units and privately meeting in a building and going under hypnosis. They also picked out the mugshots of C.B. Scott Jones. They chose servicemen from West Virginia, Texas, Montana, and a couple other states. These states, all by coincidence, have the highest number of veterans of foreign wars and today's militias. I wonder if the most patriotic are programmed to self-destruct in some way someday. Recently, I videoed and interviewed several people in a few states that worked on similar C-SETI and other government front projects. The similarities and the names keep crossing. In 1992, Dr. Steve Greer was the first in C-SETI, CIA, NASA, UFO, alien contact meeting, and they chose me to be the point man for ET contact. I was told by Dr. Spaniel that the UFOs were etheric and spiritual, and no harm would come to me. But toxic gases drifted off the UFOs with extreme heat, radiation, and very high levels of RF. Both Greer and Jones at the time told their organizations that the ETs were interdimensional entities. Now today, they are quoted in books like Dr. Lamar's MIL Labs, changing their stories, claiming that UFOs are special military high-tech mind control games through hologramic images. But at the same time, they still were organizing civilian CSETI contact teams and UFO seminars and preaching the spiritual, etheric, benevolent space brother, ascended masters, Heaven's Gate gospel. The very strange contradiction between their so-called beliefs and actions. A new religion. Dr. Spaniol of West Virginia State College and the Department of Defense, Dr. Sutton, and Dr. Sufan of NASA all would duck and cringe when I would joke and call the project the Church of the UFO. A few years after I quit the project of the UFO Church called Heaven's Gate, a UFO Church called Heaven's Gate committed mass suicide. I think they were programmed to elevate themselves to higher self via reincarnation, the New Age belief. Can you imagine an entire future generation volunteering to leave Earth in the same fashion just to make room for nature, as the Georgia Guidestones have instructed? You should also read Age of Cataclysm, 1974, by Alfred L. Weber and Philip H. Liss, 33rd Degree Masons. The book, in Library of Congress card 74-79671, this book is a carbon copy of the Guidestones. And a whole lot more. So far, much of its predictions and suggestions by the psychics, like the Berlin Wall coming down and Russia turning to capitalism, has already happened. You should read the book Mount Shasta, Mystic Mountain by Emily A. Frank. The book can be purchased by Jennifer Middleton, Jaybird at snowcrest.net. The book tells the readers that many UFO communes like Heaven's Gate have been around the boundaries of Shasta Mountain for years. The author links the beliefs of the aliens as the same as the United Nations globalist community, New World Order, the ultra-liberal Democrats, and many popular New Age writers and cult commune leaders like Ruth Montgomery and Elizabeth Clare Prophet. The author also specifically points out on page 116, paragraph 3 and 4, that in order for the lords of the underworld to come forth and rule, a cleansing or mass genocide of people hanging on to traditional values, like Constitution and Christianity, must take place first. She makes no bones about it that the masses must die and then reincarnate back here as gods, like her New Age, New World Order friends. Hence, she believes that aliens are from the inner Earth, not outer space, exactly what CSETI and NASA told me in 1993. Note that the Ascended Masters are the spirit guides and are the ET aliens. Note that the ETs tell the psychics what to tell the occultists in the UN and then in the CIA and NSA, what to do next concerning worldly issues. On a recent trip to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, Tennessee, and Mammoth Cave National Park, Kentucky, the signs and literature were loaded with New World Order overtones such as biosphere and biodiversity, Kaido heritage, and UN. The majority of tourists were from Japan, China, India, and Europe. A few told me that the invisible civilization was within the caverns. This is exactly what the New Age religions are teaching. According to them, this is the New Age religion of the United States of the world. The traditional religions such as Christianity are old dinosaurs striking in the tar, according to them. These are the same thoughts expressed in Alfred Weber's Age of Cataclysm, written in 1974. The Age of Cataclysm and Mount Shasta Mystic Mountain and the information written on the Georgia Guidestones covers the same material. UFOs, extraterrestrial life forms, dictating our way of life to world leaders via trance channeling, disarming the world nations and individuals, abolishing the Bill of Rights, abolishing the Congress, moving large populations, and committing mass genocide to save nature. You can find the Guidestones by going to Route 77, just 7 miles south of Hartwell Lake and 7 miles north of Elberton in Elbert County, Georgia. You will see on the stones the same message proclaimed from the secret societies in their pro-New World Order books that the media, liberals, and federal government are attempting to achieve. You better forget what your preacher or guru and politicians and television sets are telling you and go see for yourself. They call for genocide of 70% to 90% of the world, population to save nature, Gaia, the abolishing Congress and U.S. Constitution. The agenda of the left-hand path is in what they call the plan, setting up a one-world order, electronic mind control, totalitarian police state under the guise of democracy. They secretly create chaos. Their spin doctor media rambles on about the crisis. They create the reactionary forces that violently oppose a solution to A, and then offer, and then after the smoke clears, they come after the solution B, which compromises your rights and property. Just take a look at the circus they call the 2000 election. The real motive is to eliminate the Constitution of the United States after imposing more executive orders. Anything can happen. A one-world religion offering ancient human sacrifices to their god, Lucifer, out of the Skia or Gaia will come the Ascended Masters, the UFOs. This is their true harmonic convergence when a man and demon are once again united, as in Genesis 6:1 of the Bible. We are in the latter phases for a new high-tech Tower of Babel. The Masons, the Club of Rome, the Future World Society, the World Federalist Association, and many secret societies, along with all intelligence agencies, are pushing for it to happen before 2013. 13 means rebellion. To get a better grasp on the psychic propaganda these spin doctors are passing out, I suggest you go to their own public relations websites and take a peek behind their fake smiles and masks. The German Nazis were very mannerly as they smiled and as they led the Jews into the gas chambers. A new political worldview. I first met C.B. Scott Jones in the Navy, and several years later I saw him at the Edgar Casey Foundation at Virginia Beach and Esoteric Library. Many of these esoterics were with WVU professor Oleg Jeffimenko, a telekinesis expert, talking about the CIA and KGB working together in electronic necromancy. The CIA and KGB were with Dr. Walter Uphoff in Sweden in 1988 and 89, working on communicating with the dead, months before the Berlin Wall came down and the Cold War was over. In a radio wave proof room, spies joined together and their psychic trance channeled Albert Einstein onto a TV screen, supposedly. He talked to them. When I first saw Jones, I almost collapsed with shaking all over. After seeing his earlier pictures that I had total recall, the self-hypnosis I was taught by the Project Hypnosis, PhD and Dean of Psychology Department of West Virginia College of Graduate Studies, Holly Forrester Miller, paid off for me. I don't know what he's trying to say there. I even used it on veterans down at the NRA rifle range. I was shocked to find out other vets had recalled the same strange private hypnotic meetings. Okay. At these sites, you will find pictures of Colonel John Alexander, warlord of the Microwave Weapons Project, that are to be used against Christians, traditionalists, constitutionalists, and conservatives in a future war. These people even state so in their books. This is how close and confident they are that it will all succeed. You will also see that the godfather of CIA mind control, Hal Putoff, note you will see the names here that cross over into the human potential organizations and CSETI groups and the Luciferian U.S. Army's 1st Earth Battalion, a creature of Scientologist Barb Max Huddard, Church of Satan, leaders Lieutenant Colonel Jim Channon and Lieutenant Colonel Mike Aquino. Notice the UFO mind control and spirit connection training related to these remote viewers and high psychics. Colonel John Alexander was author of Future Warrior and Warrior's Edge, is rumored to also be Dave Alexander of Tomorrow's Warrior. The books have the same characteristics, stating that the superweapons of the Department of Defense are being made to make war on and destroy all constitutionalists, Christians, and conservatives from the face of the earth. Hal Putoff is the master of electronic, extremely low-frequency mind control devices and techniques. Scientology and other mind control techniques are also used in conjunction with the new ELF technology. I call this electronic witchcraft. Let me interject something here. As I've said before in the show, ELF waves are... if you want to go get an ELF meter to see exactly how much cell phone radiation are coming from the towers into your house, you have to buy it from, like, most of the people that are selling it in under the idea of for ghost hunters. I mean, if you were, like, looking in haunted houses and wanted to have a lot of gadgets and stuff, you'd want an ELF meter because apparently they go crazy if there's really, you know, a ghost, quote-unquote, in the room, which I would suggest to you is probably an interdimensional evil entity. And that's why it's going crazy. That's why they want this ELF grid. That's why they picked that very specific frequency to completely inundate us with these cell phone towers. It's a big, big, dark thing. These people are Satanists, and that's why I think he says he's calling this electronic witchcraft. A presentation by a doctor describing the scientific explanation of UFOs combining electronics, geography, and your state of mind and location when they use test technotronic stress on you. Now combine all of this with Maxwell's equations of shadow forces and vacuums and the ozone of the, quote, ethers. A science which has been kept secret from the public for almost a century. Also see a dissertation on the real inventor of the radio, Dr. Malholm Loomis. Aliens from UFOs taught him this, quote, technology transfer on a mountain not far from Bob Teat's house at Terra Alta, West Virginia. Copies of the patent and story can be obtained from K.L. and J.F. Corum, Ph.D.s at Route 9, Box 207/B, Morgantown, West Virginia, 26505, and P.O. Box 761, Campton, New Hampshire, 03223. It is called Terra Alta's neglected discoverer of RF communication. Now add interdimensional entities and UFOs dancing with the human test rat that has been pulled under the altered states of consciousness via mind control, microwave radiation, ELF, and presto, voila, you have a UFO contactee called the Point Man for the CIA Satanic Psychic Electronic Witchcraft Project. The rigid 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day, 2-year experiment took place on ancient Indian grounds. According to the Cherokee, the area was inhabited by the Aden mound builders called Fort Ancient. I call it UFO Jurassic Park. The area is full of Earth energy vortex portals and nearby top-secret underground bases disguised as farms, a real twilight zone for the chosen human test rat. They titled the project Falling Star for Lucifer Falling from the Heavens to Earth. I have plenty of project film footage, documentation, witnesses, and other data to prove my story. I've also told my story to thousands of people on talk radio and in articles all across the net. I have nothing to sell nor a name to make, just telling it like it happened and trying to connect the religious political effort behind this topic. In July of 2000, a Russian ham radio operator contacted a ham that lives near me. The Russian is coming to see one of the portal vortex zones here at Liberty, West Virginia. I never told anyone exactly where they were, but a man from the USSR knows. To me, this is not just a coincidence when the NASA and the CIA are going to Moscow every spring with ex-superiors of Project Falling Star to sit in on Tesla and Newton conferences. It is very odd indeed, considering a family a few miles from me had a UFO experience in their backyard for the past 2 years, and by coincidence, a farm behind me... behind them has black halos landing on it regularly. The family is having all kinds of problems now. Sound familiar? Expect dramatic changes in the earth and in your government during the next decade. It is all part of the plan. The United States presently has more prisoners per capita than any country in the world next to its most favorite trade partner, Red China. The prison building industry has become the second fastest growing industry in the country. In the 1980s, the new prisoners went to jail for drugs. In the 90s, new inmates are political prisoners. If you want to stay out in the near future, I highly suggest you rant liberal politics at your local coffee shops, jingle crystals, and worship the new god they give you in order to pass as politically correct. You may miss the cleansing of the mind mashers. Review the following websites and data to confirm what I am saying. And he lists a lot of websites. I'm going to link this to the site at nowheretorun.podomatic.com and conspiracyclothes.com. I'll link this article here, and so you can all see it. Okay, I think that's it. I'm sorry, I really have been trying to get these, get all of the problems worked out here. I also have some issues going on with conspiracyclothes.com as far as the t-shirt business. I think I'm going to shut it down for a few reasons. I've had just a massive amount of issues coming up with it. Just been raining. When it rains, it pours kind of situation with that. In addition, I've been kind of feeling that I should shut it down because, I really don't like the idea of people being able to say that I'm doing what I'm doing because I wanted to sell t-shirts. I mean, regardless that the profit margins are very, very small and I donate the money to Ron Paul and everything else, I just don't like the idea of people being able to say that I'm doing it, doing anything that I'm doing for, because I'm trying to sell t-shirts, and I hear that from time to time, and it really makes me mad. I'm going to keep the site up because that's for the reason I did it, was to be able to link people to the references of the 9/11 and the Bill of Rights and all the stuff there, the fluoride information in a tongue-in-cheek way, just another way to approach people about these issues. So I think I'm keeping the site up there, that I doubt I'm gonna take off the ability to actually order shirts and stuff. So just an update on that too. Again, you guys can email me at chris@conspiracyclothes.com. That's chris@conspiracyclothes.com. And that's it for this show. Thanks, and I'll try to get another show on the books here pretty soon. Power to the people, and all glory be to God. Later.